DW.
You've seen some protests across the West Bank and in Gaza, but not huge, not of the scale that we saw even just 6 months ago with the Al-Aqsa Mosque, that crisis that you'll remember.
But isn't that rather surprising? Because a lot of analysts were expecting after Trump's announcement that, you know, all hell would break loose. But is it just more of a saber rattling now? Or why do you think the response has been so, well, so modest in that regard?
I am not sure that the response is over. So when we say modest, it's modest for the moment. You know, things come in waves here and there may yet be another wave. But I think part of the reason for the middle order response, you know, not a massive response, is that people they're not convinced that the two-state solution will happen. So although this is an impediment to the two-state solution, it isn't something that touches the lives of most Palestinians who are either despairing or despondent or have lost faith, both in this their present leadership in Mahmoud Abbas and in the process as a whole.
Given that, if you look at this summit of Muslim leaders, you had Shiites, Sunnis, they were all at one table, you know, Erdogan, Iran and Arab enemies really sitting at one table, but they were all of one opinion when it came to Jerusalem. Is Jerusalem something that could galvanize the Muslim world into a broader reaction than, you know, just this political statement?
That is the fear. And it's certainly true. There is a saying that Mecca is important to Muslims and Jerusalem is important to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is why you see Erdogan in Turkey being the reaction from Turkey being so strong. There's less of a strong reaction from Saudi Arabia, for example. And that was apparent at that conference too. It is true that Erdogan, the Turkish president, has criticized Arab nations for not being as intense on this issue as he is. So we can see that there's a split in the Muslim world about this issue, and that some Arab nations are not as worried at the moment about Jerusalem as perhaps he would want them to be, and as Mahmoud Abbas might want them to be. But it's definitely something that at the right moment could actually lead to a conflagration of some kind. And that's why I say just because there are not great protests on the ground at the moment doesn't mean they won't come. And just because the Arab and Muslim world is not united in fury at the moment doesn't mean they won't be in the future.
And how is it with the Israelis? How divided is the Israeli community over the Jerusalem issue?
I think the Israeli community is not divided over the Jerusalem issue. Most Israelis say, as the Palestinians said, we don't need Donald Trump to come and tell us Jerusalem is our capital. We know it is. It's been important in the Jewish religion over 3,000 years, and it's in all our prayers. And for the 70 years that the State of Israel has existed, Jerusalem has been its capital, part of Jerusalem or all of Jerusalem. And that's how Israelis think of Jerusalem.
So it's just a case of Donald Trump stating the obvious then?
It's a case of Donald Trump stating the obvious. And there are some Israelis who say we would, even though Jerusalem is our capital, we would be prepared to negotiate about around its borders and its boundaries. Some Israelis are prepared to negotiate, but that doesn't mean they don't regard Jerusalem as their capital. And by the way, the two-state solution regards Jerusalem as the capital of each. Mm-hmm. So when Donald Trump recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, if the two-state solution comes to pass, it will also recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, just less of it, because it will also, the other half, will be the capital of Palestine.
If we look at the current situation in the Middle East, Iris, the disastrous wars in Syria, Yemen and Iraq, the growing tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran, which is also threatening to spill over into Lebanon again, and now on top of this, we've got the Jerusalem issue. You've been a veteran reporter in the Middle East conflict for decades. Is this all just business as usual for you, or are we coming to a situation where you, with hindsight, you know, having done this for decades, we're reaching critical mass?
I fear that the conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran could reach a critical mass. That is something that I've been watching because, you know, there's a vacuum in Syria, especially as Russia is stepping back and declaring that the war against ISIS is over. There's a vacuum in Syria, and Israel is fearful that into that vacuum, you know, Iran is going to step into that vacuum. And if Iran steps into that vacuum, the possibility that it will set up something like Hezbollah, a Shiite militant group like Hezbollah in southern Syria, so that Israel would in fact be facing two Shiite militant groups, Hezbollah and the Hezbollah proxy, the Hezbollah 2, whatever it's called, that's very worrying for Israel. And Israel's prime minister has said he will not put up with that. We have seen Israeli attacks on Israeli aerial attacks inside Syria in increasing number over the past few months. And recently we saw an Israeli attack against an Iranian military base inside Syria. So the fear that there could actually be a war between Iran and Israel fought in Syria is a very real one, I think, at the moment.
This report was brought to you by DW.